Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and I am so excited that you have decided to join me this morning as we begin another series. This month we have 5 weeks that we'll be discussing the topic of elevation. And when we think of elevation, I struggled with transition and elevation as being the series topic. And when I continue to think on the word transition, in transition, you can either be promoted or demoted. A transition is changing from one state or condition to another, whereas elevation, you are being advanced or promoted. And so for this month, I'm going to focus on that topic of elevation and some different principles that we can follow to make sure that we can make this transition during elevation as smooth as possible. Oftentimes when we are in transition, it's uncomfortable for us. And sometimes we can lose sight of the target that we're focused on, which is supposed to be Jesus, because we are stepping outside of our comfort zone. We are in a state that we have never been before. And sometimes we are transitioning and it feels as if we are alone. Oftentimes when we are being elevated to the next level, we have so many questions and we get fearful and sometimes nervous, and we want to ask and tug on a lot of people to get answers. And if we don't get them, then we feel like we're lost. We feel like we're stuck. We feel like they don't want to help us. But what I want to talk about this month is some principles that can help us, that can prepare us for that next level. We have a lot of people that the Lord has been pushing out onto the next level. He has been pushing them out of their comfort zone. He has been tugging on them, and they are stepping into arenas that they have never been before. There are things, and there are other people that they have seen in these arenas, but we want to make sure that we are following what the Word of God is saying and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in these directions that He is taking us. Even when we feel uncomfortable, even when it feels like we're out there alone, the Word of God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we should know that when the Holy Spirit is leading us into this elevated period, elevated state, a state that we have never been in before, we should know that we are not in this alone. The Lord is with us. So today, while we are focused on this series in elevation, we are going to talk on the topic of stuck in transition. So you say, how do you be stuck in transition? That's an oxymoron. And it is. How can you be stuck if you're in transition? When you're in transition, you're changing from one state to another, whether it be promotion or demotion. But right now we're talking about promotion. So how am I stuck if I'm in transition? That should be the first indicator that something is wrong. We should not be stuck when we are in transition. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord is leading you and you are going through the process and you are on one level, the level that you're supposed to be. I'm not talking about that type of stuff. I'm talking about the type of stuff where you aren't following the Holy Spirit's leading. You continue to make the same mistakes. You're not following what He told you to do because you're more focused on the position rather than the process. And so when we do things like that, we become stuck in our transition. And I want to talk on some principles today utilizing Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. And it's a little bit more verses today, so I'm going to just go ahead and talk on these verses as I read through them. So we're going to start with verse 31. It says, "He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. So in order for us not to be stuck in transition, we have to be willing to be taught. Oftentimes, we have a lot of us that we're going to this next level and we are still in the posture of a teacher rather than a student. Because we had a PhD on our previous level, we think that we have a PhD on this next level, but we're back down to a GED. We can't go to the next level as if we are the teacher when we have never been or experienced anything on that level. And so Jesus was here. He was teaching them the things that were going to happen. And oftentimes we get stuck in transition because when we were supposed to be getting taught, we were trying to do the teaching. We have to get to a place to where we are able to be taught regardless of what level you are being elevated to. You will get stuck where you are if you are not willing to be taught. Sometimes we don't like the person that the Lord is sending the teacher through, but we have to make sure that we are keeping track and staying sight of our focal point. The focal point is Jesus Christ. And so whatever or whoever the Lord is sending to teach you, you have to be taught. You can't always be in a teaching position. When you are being elevated, you have to humble yourself and become the student. He was teaching them on the things that were to come. And oftentimes we get distracted and we fall back and we fall and get all bent out of shape because when we walk into these next levels and we experience these things, we're caught off guard. And we're caught off guard because it's not like it was on the last level and we don't know how to handle it because we weren't submissive and teachable when someone was trying to teach us the things that were going to happen as we are walking through this process. And so Jesus was teaching them these things that he was going to suffer and he was going to be rejected by those people that you would think would have accepted him. And so oftentimes we're caught off guard because we go through suffering. Because we're rejected by people that we think should accept us. But if we are willing to be taught, if we will humble ourselves and get in a student position, you have to change your posture when you are being elevated. We cannot jump up and stand up and hold our head in the air as if we have it all together, as if we have all the answers, as if we know it all, when all in all, we need help. We cannot do this on our own. And we become stuck when we try to do it on our own. And when we have people that's willing to teach us and that's willing to help us go through the process, and we're not humble enough to stop moving and listen to what they have to say. And I'm not saying that you aren't being elevated because you are being elevated. This message is for those who have actually started the transition and being elevated, started going to that next level. But you have to be willing to be taught. And if you're not willing to be taught, then you can't teach anyone. I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and the topic was finding your own voice. And the pastor, Keith Choi from New Salem Baptist Church, he said that your voice starts before you even start speaking. People are watching your posture. They're watching how you talk. They're watching your actions. They're watching you. And so when you begin to speak, and if people are seeing this proud person that can't be taught, that thinks they know everything, no one is going to want to listen to you. They are going to look at you like you are crazy. People are watching us, and you have to be willing to be taught and able to walk into this next level fully that the Lord has for you. And this is something that the Lord is saying. He's bringing this to our attention. This is something that we have to get. As uncomfortable as it may be for you to sit down and be taught, you need to begin to practice that. That is a discipline that we need to be able to practice because we need to have that as long as we live. We should never get to a place to where we are not allowed to be taught. We are not able to be taught because we think that we know it all. My mother-in-law sometimes says about my brother-in-law that she doesn't like telling him stuff because he knows too much. And so when I first heard her say that, I was like, what do you mean he knows too much? She said, every time I'm trying to tell him something, he's like, yeah, I know. But sometimes we don't know. We think we know. And we don't listen. And when someone is trying to teach us something, it's when we need to close our mouth, even if we think we do know. Close your mouth and listen. We have to get to the place to where we are closing our mouth. Sometimes we do the worst damage to ourselves by talking when we should be silent. When we are being taught, we need to have our ears open. Our ears should be open. Our heart should be open. But we become stuck in transition when we are not willing to be taught. But let's look at verses 32 and 33. It says, he spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. So in order for us not to be stuck in transition, number one, we have to be willing to be taught, but we also have to beware of side conversations. Sometimes our issue is that we are having too many people in our ear. Too many people are pulling us to the side and giving us our input when their input that they are given is not what God is calling us to do. Notice that Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He wasn't calling Peter Satan, but what he was saying was that this thought, these words that are coming out of Peter's mouth, they're not from God, and if they're not from God, then they're from Satan. You are trying to deter me from walking in the process that God has me to walk through, and so therefore I will say to you, get behind me, Satan. But too many of us are embracing those side conversations. We're actually looking for those side conversations because we want to hear we want to hear what people are telling us. We don't want to go through that process. We don't want to listen to what the Lord is saying, and we don't want to be taught. We want to hear what we want to hear. But we have to get to the place to where we are not wanting and desiring those side conversations, those conversations that will lead us away from what the Lord is directing us to do. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord won't ever send you anyone to have a conversation with you that's not in public. I'm not saying that. But you should know the will of God for your life, and you should know that you are aligned with the Holy Spirit. So when those conversations do come, your spirit will connect, and you will know that it is from God. But Jesus knew what he was here for. He knew his process. He knew what he had to do. He was teaching them what was going to take place. And when a word came up that he knew was not from God, he said, get behind me, Satan. And that's the place where we have to get. We get stuck when we are too busy embracing these extra voices and conversations that the enemy is speaking. We are beginning to embrace those conversations and beginning to believe them for ourselves as the Lord told us ourselves. We have to get to the place to where we are so firm in our process of what we're doing. And I'm not saying we're going to know it all, but when you are going through the process, from my experience, even in my uncomfort, I know when it's God. Even when I'm scared, I know that it's God. And so even if I have these feelings, I know that I'm moving in the direction that the Lord has me to move in, so I don't have to second guess what I'm doing. And so we should be able to acknowledge when those sneaky voices try to creep up in our ears. And this right now, this season that you're walking into, is not a season where you can just jump up and here I am, I'm ready to go. This season is going to take some work, because there's still some things that you have to get broken off of you, and there's still some things that people need to see that God has placed in you that he's going to use you to help build his kingdom. But we have to get to the place to where we are not allowing these side conversations to enter us. We have to get to the place to where we are listening to the voice and not all of the voices. We have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging when the Lord is sending someone to talk to us, and we need to stop looking for people to tell us stuff. We have full access to God himself. We do not need to go searching around looking for people to give us a word when we have, number one, the word of God, but then again, we also have the Lord who we can talk to freely. And so we're running around here looking for different people to give us words from the Lord, and we're listening to them, and it causes us to be stuck. And you don't want to be stuck when you are being elevated. When you are being elevated, you want to make sure that you are so focused on what you're supposed to do, because the enemy will try to creep up and come any which way he can, and then we have our own bad habits that we need to get over. So we have some disciplines that we need to incorporate in our own lives, but we have to make sure that we are focused, because this is not just about us. We have to make sure that we are going through this process and that we are doing what we are supposed to do so that we do not become stuck. We don't want to travel around the wilderness for more years than we have to travel. We don't want to continue to keep trying to place ourselves in a position, and we'll talk about that more next week, but we don't want to keep trying to place ourselves in a position that we're not supposed to be in yet. Like I said before, you may have had a PhD on your last level, but you are GED this level, so we need to sit back, sit down, and be willing to be taught. We have to get to the place to where we recognize that we do not have it. Yes, you have an anointing. Yes, you have gifts. But you also need to be taught. And when you get to the place to where you can't be taught, you will be stuck right where you are until you can be taught. Jesus was taught. And so we have to get to the place to where we are being careful of those side conversations. But look at verses 34 and 35. It says, then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So now he called the crowd as well as his disciples. So this was open to all. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. So in order for us not to get stuck in transition, we have to be willing to be taught. We have to be aware of side conversations, but we also have to be ready to make a choice. When the Lord does come and speak to us, sometimes we are so busy in all of these different voices and trying to figure out which one was which and which word goes with which question that we're not even ready to respond to God. But he came to them and he said, this is what you must do. You have to make up a choice. If you want to follow me, then you must deny yourself and you must take up your cross. You must follow me. But you have to make a choice. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. And so we have to be willing to give up ourselves. We have to be willing and be ready to make that choice. Am I really willing to lose my life for Christ? Am I really ready to deny myself of these things? Oftentimes we're not ready to make that choice. And when the question comes, when the word comes, then we're stuck. Because we don't know which voice is God's. We don't know who we should be following. And oftentimes it happens because we're trying to be like everyone else and we're watching other people that's going through the same process that we're going through or going towards where we think we're going or where we think they're going, and so we're trying to follow them. But I'll remind you in 1 Samuel chapter 8, when the Israelites asked Samuel for a king to lead them like all the other nations. And we need to stop trying to be like all the other nations. And when they asked for a king because they wanted a king to lead them like all the other nations, they weren't rejecting Samuel. They were rejecting God as their king. And so we don't want to make other people our God. We want to embrace God, and we want to be ready to make the choice that he has for us to make. We cannot be like everyone else. We cannot continue to look at everyone else in their process and think our process is going to be the same way. We can't look at other people and see that they're walking in their destiny and what they're going to be doing and want to just jump ourselves up there and say, I can do that. You may be able to do that, but it's not your season. You still have some things to learn. There's still some things that need to come off of you. But we have to get to the place to where we are ready to make the choice to follow Christ, and we are going to follow him fully, and we're following him to become more like him. Everything that we do should be for God's glory, for the kingdom. It should never be for our glory. And we should make sure that we are ready to make the choice that say, yes, I surrender to you. I'm willing to give up my life to follow you. But it all comes out in our actions. You can say one thing, and your actions show something totally different. You may think that you are being humble. You may think that you are walking in a good place of leadership and you're being a good leader, but it's God that knows the true you. He searches our heart. He knows our heart. And so we have to allow the Lord to lead us. We have to make sure that we are ready to make that choice when he comes to us, when he gives us those words. We have to make sure that we are surrendering and submitting to him. And he didn't tell them that they had to do it. And notice that he opened it up to the crowd and not just his disciples. Just part of the reason is because we don't get it. We have the Holy Spirit residing in us. We have the Word of God, and we neglect to use it. And so what the Lord is saying is you cannot continue to do it your way. You will continue to be stuck in transition when I am trying to elevate you to the next level. This is not about you. This is all about him. And so we have to get to the place to where we are not allowing our pride to stand in the way of what the Lord is doing to us and through us. We want to make sure that we are not stuck in transition. The verses 36 and 37 says, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" And so in order for us not to be stuck in transition, we have to be willing to be taught. We have to beware of side conversations. We have to be ready to make a choice, but we also have to beware of the world. We have to understand that there's a difference between the world and there's a difference between followers of Jesus. When we are looking too much like the world and trying to do everything that the world does, that's an issue. There should be a difference. And oftentimes we are looking at the world and trying to do things that they do or trying to gain it in a way that we say is right, but make it seem as if God is blessing us when all in all, you're just trying to manipulate what you're not supposed to be doing. So we have to get to the place to where we are really being able, when we get into the Word of God will explain to you the world. It will explain to you God, it will explain to you you, and it will explain to you the world. So you will know what the world is supposed to look like and what the world is not supposed to look like or what we're not supposed to look like when you read the Word of God. So when we are in this world, we are able to acknowledge the things that are of God. Although we are in this world, we are not of this world. And so we become stuck in transition when we are trying to be like the world, even though we're in the church. Oftentimes we are bringing so many things from the world and trying to bring it and tag it along with us when the Lord is not calling you to do that. We have to make a choice, either you in or you out. If the world is what you want, then go ahead and get it. But if you're going to walk and do what God wants you to do, you have to humbly submit yourself to him. We cannot continue to move forward if we are continuing to try to be like the world, doctoring it up as if it's not when it is, and we know it is. And so we have to know that we cannot be like the world. We have to make a choice. Which one is it going to be? And so verse 38 says, as we come to a close, verse 38 says, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." So in order for us not to be stuck in transition, we have to be willing to be taught. We have to beware of side conversations. We have to be ready to make a choice. We have to beware of the world, but we also have to be ready to represent. Too many of us are trying to cover up the gospel, the purified gospel, the purified Jesus Christ. Too many of us are trying to cover it up because of what the world is saying. We are going against what the Bible says so that we can fit in. But when we are standing for Jesus Christ, we are standing for the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to walk in his power and his boldness. We should not be ashamed of Jesus. As we are even in Holy Week and we are just thinking and pondering on the sacrifice that was given for us, as we are thinking about what God has delivered us from, we should not be ashamed of the gospel. We should not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. So when it comes and when people ask us, "Are you a Christian?" don't get scared because of all the different things that's going on in the world, or you don't want to get into a debate with somebody. You have to be able to represent. It should be seen. Jesus should be seen on you without you even saying anything. Your posture, your words, things that come out of your mouth, your actions should show that there's something different about you that is not in the rest of the world. And so we should be able to be a witness through our actions. We should not allow the world to hold us bondage and have us scared to say that we are a Christian just because we have family members that don't believe or people on the job that don't believe, and we don't want to get into a confrontation because we don't have an answer to a question that they may have, or don't try to answer a question that you know you don't have an answer to, but you can still say, "I don't know," and be a believer and represent Jesus. If you don't know the answers, you don't know the answers. But we get stuck when we aren't ready to represent because we pick and choose when we want to claim Christ. And we can't pick and choose when we're going to claim Christ. We have to do it all the time. You can't just represent when it's your time to preach.
You can't just represent when it's your time to give a prophetic word. You can't just represent when it's your time to teach. You can't just represent whenever you want to, when it's time for you to lead praise and worship. You have to represent wholeheartedly. And I'm not just talking about your words. I'm talking about your actions. I'm talking about your lifestyle. We should have a lifestyle of worship that represents Christ regardless of what we are doing, whether we are up front or in the back, whether we are amongst the crowd or by ourselves, whether we are amongst the crowds or with one. Our actions and posture should always represent Christ. And we become stuck in transition when we aren't willing to be taught, when we are going into those side conversations, when we aren't ready to make a choice, when we aren't being careful of the world, and when we aren't ready to represent. God is doing a mighty move. He is making a mighty move right now, and the elevation that is taking place in this season will be known. It will be known and it will be seen, but we will be stuck if we do not humble ourselves. The purpose of this series is to provide biblical principles that will keep us humble or humble us, one of the two. But the Lord has a great plan, and what he is doing in this season, we have to be ready. We have to make that choice. You have the gift. You have the anointing. We need the humility. We must stay humble. We have to stay humble through the whole process. We cannot think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We have to make sure that we are doing what the Lord wants us to do, the way that he wants us to do it, not trying to mimic everyone else. The Lord says there has been people that continue to be in the shadows of others because they are placing themselves in positions that they are not yet ready for. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. The Lord is making a mighty move of God in this season. And as we conclude this session today, I just pray that you will just get with God and just pray and ask him, Lord, where do you have me? Where do you have me? Don't try to do what other people are doing. Don't try to mimic what other people are doing, because what God has for you is for you. What God has for them is for them. So regardless of what position you place yourself in while you're in the background of them, it's not your position. They can try to utilize you as much as they want to, but as long as you keep being a pawn to somebody other than God, you will never get to where God has you to go. You will stay stuck in transition. That's not where God wants you to be. God gives us his word, and he gives us teachers, and he gives us people that will help us. He gives us the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us where we ought to be. But don't become distracted by watching what other people are doing. If it's not for you to do, don't do it. You may love to do it. You may just sit and watch and, you know, just be in the glory of God, but just stay in your position until the Lord moves you. Humility is what we need to move forward. Get rid of the pride, humble yourself, and be willing to be taught. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for choosing us, Lord, even as we celebrate, Lord, you on this week and the sacrifice, Lord, of Jesus Christ on the cross. I pray, God, that we just remember all that you have delivered us from, God. I pray, God, that we understand the love that you have for us, God. I pray that you will strengthen us in all areas and aspects of our lives, Lord, that we are weak, God. I pray, God, that we are able to follow your Holy Spirit, God, that we are able to listen to your voice, Lord, and distinguish when other people are talking and it's not of you, God, and know when it's from you, God. I pray, God, that you will strengthen us and give us your wisdom, God, not wisdom of the world, but your wisdom, Lord, so that we can be teachable, God. that we can be teachable, so that we can do what you have called us to do the way that you want us to do it, God. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We know that we cannot do this without you, and we just thank you again, God, even for continuing to give us another chance, even after we have messed up, God. I pray, God, that we surrender to you, God, today. I pray, God, that you will strengthen us in all that we do. I pray that we are able to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.